A mandate for the military might end. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. House Republican Kevin McCarthy, who hopes to become the next speaker when the GOP retakes control of the chamber, is making a bold prediction. He tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures that the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for U.S. service members will soon be lifted by President Biden.
I had a meeting with the president. I laid out very clearly what the difference will be with the new Republican majority. And we're working through what is the NDA, the National Defense Bill. We will secure lifting that vaccine mandate on our military.
Yesterday, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said he wants to keep the mandate in place. Thousands of active duty forces who refused the shot have been discharged. China's strict zero COVID policy has Apple looking for new places to manufacture its iPhones. The Wall Street Journal says production is being shifted to India and Vietnam. The popular app TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company, could be banned in the U.S. Many lawmakers from both parties are in favor of it.
The problem is with China, there's no distinction between the government and the private sector. Everybody works for the government one way or another. So TikTok can say, well, we're an independent country. Nonsense. And the second piece is that the Chinese are really into stealing data and collecting data.
Independent Senator Angus King on Fox News Sunday. In just 2 days, a high-profile Senate runoff will be held.
This is about the people of Georgia, about the people of the United States of America. We got to get the government out because this is we the people, not we the government.
Republican Herschel Walker on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock is hoping to hold on to his seat. The race is tight. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A website designer who's opposed to gay marriage is at the center of a case about to be heard by the Supreme Court.
The Supreme Court is being warned about the potentially dire consequences of a case the justices are scheduled to hear this week. It involves a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing wedding websites for same-sex couples. Liberal groups claim a ruling in favor of the designer will expose same-sex couples and other minorities to discrimination. Conservative groups argue that the ruling against her will force artists to do work that is against their faith. This case marks the second time in 5 years the Supreme Court has confronted a similar issue.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Lots of holiday gifts have gone up in flames in Southern California. A semi-truck carrying about 8,000 pounds of packages caught fire in the middle of a busy interstate near San Diego on Friday. Many of the packages inside were destroyed. Nobody was hurt, but it took firefighters about an hour to get the inferno under control. The cause is under investigation. Senior citizens across the country were given a homework assignment, and it's almost due.
Medicare's annual enrollment or election period, which began October 15th, ends on Wednesday for tens of millions of beneficiaries. To make changes to Medicare Advantage plans and Part D prescription drug plans or to drop out. If no changes are made, current plans generally renew automatically. Though experts recommend determining whether or not your current plan is still the best fit for coverage and expense and based on needs. Any changes go into effect on January 1 if you'll be turning 65 well after December 7th. You'll still have 7 months to sign up for Medicare coverage. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And I'm Pam Puso. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.